There's news from the Gulf of Mexico about oil and gas supplies, and it's not especially good. The U.S. government has revised its estimate of how much damage Hurricanes Katrina and Rita did to underwater pipelines. The Gulf provides about a third of U.S. oil, and the damage there is a lot worse than experts realized. NPR's Christopher Joyce explains why.
People who pump oil and gas out of the Gulf of Mexico use a boxing metaphor to describe last year's weather, a 1-2 punch. Hurricane Katrina was a haymaker, equivalent to a 60-mile-wide fist. Then Rita followed weeks later and smashed what Katrina missed. Over 100 platforms were destroyed, and there were numerous small oil spills. But assessing that damage was the easy part. According to Chris Oinas at the Federal Minerals Management Service, pipelines on the sea floor are harder to survey.
There's about 30, 35,000 miles of pipeline out in the federal waters. That's like spaghetti.
Oinas isn't laughing because he thinks it's funny. It's because of the size of the job. MMS thought the hurricanes damaged 183 pipelines. Now they say it's 457 pipelines, 2.5 times higher than their last assessment, and they're still counting.
We're not done yet. I wouldn't be surprised if it climbs again.
During the storms, oil platforms got blown around, dragging anchors like giant hooks across the bottom, and massive underwater mudslides shoved pipelines around like kindergarten toys. All those pipelines have to be surveyed before they can be opened again, says Oinas, and there aren't enough boats, crews, divers, and underwater equipment. Even where the offshore equipment is repaired, sometimes there's no place on land to take the oil and gas.
You know, you might have situations where the oil could be produced and it could be transported by the pipeline, but the receiving terminal couldn't take it.
MMS calculates that about 21% of the Gulf supply of oil is still shut in, that is, stuck out in the Gulf. For natural gas, it's 13%, and that isn't going to change much for a while.
We easily see 5 to 7 years' worth of work just to get back to where we were pre-hurricane.
That's Jim Mermis of Superior Offshore International, a Louisiana company that helps put rigs and pipelines out in the Gulf. He says divers from all over the continent are now in Louisiana working on pipeline surveys and repair jobs.
They've got pipelines that have moved 1,000 feet, pipelines that have been severed, pipelines that had cover on them. They have to be buried.
Thousands of offshore engineers are meeting in Houston this week, and Gulf hurricanes are topic A. Mermis, who is chairman of the Marine Technology Society, says engineers already are talking about how to build stronger platforms, rigs, and pipelines.
I've been doing this in 75, and we've never seen it like this. We're going to have to build structures for the 100-year storm, and they're going to have to re-engineer the way they do things. So when we have a hurricane, if they continue, we can shut everything in, but once a hurricane's gone, we'll open the valve and continue to produce.
Improvements will take years, however. In the meantime, the best business to be in the Gulf of Mexico, is the repair business. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.